Welcome to the Whole Food Vegan Podcast.
Exciting vegan food, no crap, no agenda.
Helping you enjoy a wonderfully varied, tasty, easy to prepare and nutritious whole food plant-based diet.
Simple tip, easy recipes and helpful hints on how to get more enticing vegan meals into your diet. Usually recorded after a bottle of Merlot on a Friday night.
Hello and welcome to episode one of our podcast with me, Mark.
And I'm Sue.
So what we thought we'd do is give you an introduction to the podcast, what the podcast is going to include in every single episode, and then give you just a little bit of a history of our story and how we came to be where we are today. So every week we are going to have a on the menu. And what's going to be in that section, Sue?
So it's always going to be seasonal food that we've cooked that week. We get a seasonal veg box, so it's going to be very much in association with whatever comes in that veg box. So it'll always be seasonal food.
Perfect. So every week we're going to say what's on the menu, what we've cooked with some seasonal food. And then tip of the week, so what we're going to include in that section.
That might be something that we think would be useful for you to know, like a cooking technique or a piece of equipment that we find useful that we use a lot, or even just a recipe that we've come across or something useful that we think would be, you know, a relevance to people who are perhaps starting out as vegan or trying to cook more vegan food.
We're also going to have a recipe of the week.
Yep. So that will be one of the things that we've made in that week that we've really enjoyed eating and we want to share it with everyone.
Perfect. And lastly, we're going to have ingredient of the week.
This is going to be more likely to be store cupboard staples that everyone can go out and buy in their local supermarket or health food shop. Occasionally, it might be some more extravagant ingredients, but generally speaking, it'll be something that everyone's probably got in their cupboard already.
Perfect. And the whole point of the podcast is to give you some nutritious, healthy, balanced, quick, most of the time, fun, easy to prepare food without an agenda. So the whole point of this is that we're not coming at this and saying, well, we've got a book to sell, we've got a website to sell, we've got products to sell, or even to say you should do this to save the planet or save the animals. There's no agenda to it other than we want to share our passion for healthy vegan food cooked primarily from scratch using whole food ingredients.
Yep, and we're not sponsored by anybody. We're not trying to sell anything on anyone else's behalf. So literally, this is just us sharing our passion for food and sharing some recipes and just really encouraging you to try something different, particularly if you're trying to eat more vegan food or you're just trying to include more vegetables in your diet. You know, we haven't got any agenda here. So when we say no crap, it includes literally no crap as in as in junk food, but also no crap as in, you know, we're not trying to hide something behind this. It's literally just us sharing our passion for good food and cooking.
So if you enjoy good food and cooking, please remember to subscribe wherever you're listening to this podcast. If you visit our website, govegan on the dot online, you'll see a little subscribe form in there and we'll send you an email each time a new episode goes live. So what we thought we'd do in this first episode is just to share a little bit of our story as well, kind of how we ended up doing this podcast.
Yeah, it's quite interesting, really, because it all happened by accident, and that includes being vegan. So for a long, long time, like years and years, I've been vegetarian, and I've been really getting more intensively vegetarian as I got older, just for different reasons, but primarily health. And I grew up on a farm where, you know, we grew everything and ate everything that we grew, and that included the animals. And I've always been, I guess, a fussy eater. So I really struggled with eggs. I didn't like eggs anyway, and I really found them a bit bizarre. And although I was vegetarian, I would eat them in things. I wouldn't eat them on their own. And cheese just became a kind of staple food for me. Two times a day, probably, I'd be eating cheese.
We were cheese lovers.
Oh, yeah. Cheese and wine. I mean, come on. Yeah, it's a no-brainer. Let's just say we like a glass of wine as well. And it just became that I was eating so much dairy. And the more I kind of looked into dairy, I was thinking, oh, this isn't really healthy. You can get away with it when you're in your 20s and 30s. But once you start getting over 50, you know, there's lots of health problems associated with a lot of dairy. And I just didn't really want to eat that much dairy anymore. But I was kind of not that adventurous in my cooking. And in a long turn of events, basically, I ended up living somewhere in a community where vegetarian food was provided, but it was provided by somebody who didn't understand what vegetarian cheese was. And if you're not aware of what that means, basically, most cheese is made with animal rennet in it. So if you're, strictly speaking, you know, not eating any animal products directly, but you choose to eat dairy, you can inadvertently eat non-vegetarian cheese. I know that sounds a bit crazy if you don't know what I mean, but take my word for it. And it got to the stage where I was really struggling to eat anything vegetarian that was cooked. So I just said, do you know what? I'm going to go vegan just to make it easy for you. Just don't give me any animal products at all in the kitchen. And I thought, oh my goodness, what have I done? This is weird, you know.
I'm going to be eating lettuce and carrots from now on.
Yeah, and I'd been fascinated by hearing about things like veganuary, and, you know, stuff was getting a bit more widespread and, you know, mainstream, that you could go and buy vegan sausages, you know, but you couldn't really back in the day buy vegan cheese or stuff like that. And I did struggle a little bit, but it was because I wasn't cooking for myself. And over time, I just realized that actually food is such an important part of my life, and I'm so passionate about cooking and eating good food. It was one of the factors that led me to realize I couldn't live in a community where that wasn't respected. So eventually I left the community, and I think your journey kind of runs parallel to mine, really.
Exactly. So I was vegetarian as well. I've been vegetarian for 15 years or so, something like that. I ate cheese willingly, ate eggs willingly. And then you said you were going to go vegan. And initially I said, oh, okay. Well, I'll do it to support you, because it'll be easier when we're at home cooking. And the truth is that the more I then looked into dairy and actually thought about what is dairy, and thinking about it being the milk of a cow, and that milk is designed to turn a baby cow into a big two-tongue cow with all of the correct ingredients perfect for a baby cow, I started to think, this is just a bit bizarre that we'd ever want to drink it. It was just weird. And I think the more I thought about it and connected with it, the more I recognised that actually being a vegan was a much more healthy lifestyle. And so I did it initially just to think, okay, well, I'll support you. But actually, it turns out that I do feel much healthier. Mm. So when I was a meat eater and I went vegetarian, I felt so much more energy, and I could feel that my digestive system thanked me for not eating meat. And I felt really good for a bit. And I felt that same experience going from vegetarian to vegan, that my body thanked me once again for not pumping it full of dairy and stuff to turn a baby cow into a two-tongue cow. Mm. And I had so much energy and thought, well, actually, this is actually a really good lifestyle. Yeah. It's a wonderful lifestyle. And first of all, I thought we would be restricted in the food that we eat. But actually what I've realized is that just eating a vegetarian diet, the horizons don't tend to be expanded, and we eat the same thing every week.
We just eat a vegetarian diet.
And the same with meat. So a meat diet would be, well, I'll have meat, some potatoes, perhaps some pasta, perhaps rice, and a few veg, and that's it. It just becomes the norm. But when you go vegan, certainly I realize that, oh, wow, there's loads of stuff out there. There was a whole load of beans that I'd never heard of before. Mm. There's jackfruit, there's tofu. There's all of these things that I'd never even thought of cooking with, because my mind was constrained to, oh, well, you have meat, potato, and two veg. Or if it's vegetarian, you'd have a vegetarian burger and potato and two veg.
And that's certainly what you see when you go out and about, unless you go to a specific vegan friendly place. You know, the chances are there will be some beyond meat kind of burger.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're lucky, a pasta dish with some vegan cheese on top of it. But people's kind of perceptions, even sort of 10 years ago, of what vegan food was just literally to provide a kind of vegetarian alternative to the meat without the cheese on it. That was my experience. And I had the same kind of concept, that in my head I was thinking, oh, I'm going to miss out on cheese. I don't know if I can eat a sandwich every day without cheese in it. And actually what's happened over time is I've just realized that actually my diet has so expanded in so many different directions, and my diet is much more diverse and much more nutritious and wholesome now than it ever was as a vegetarian. And I just think actually the people who eat meat are the people that are missing out unless they're eating a really good whole food
diet. Which people tend not to do because they stick to the meat, potatoes and two veg.
It should also be said, you know, we know a lot of vegans who will just eat, you know, vegan takeaways and vegan burgers and
this
chips.
This is true.
And, you know, that's not healthy. Just because it's vegan doesn't make it healthy. So I think for us, the kind of emphasis about this podcast is saying that we do eat vegan, but we eat really good whole food vegan. And that's the difference. You know, we don't eat a lot of takeaways, we don't eat out really, do we, because we can cook better at home.
Absolutely.
Most of the time.
And I think that's what we want to do with this podcast, is to allow you, the listener, to engage with that and to be able to cook at home just the most amazing meals, which are better than you can get in any restaurant.
Yeah, and it probably will push you a little bit to expand your horizons. And, you know, one of the best things that happened to us is getting some really good basic vegan cookbooks. So just go to charity shops or go to really cheap bookshops and just look online at people's blogs and things like that and just get ideas.
And we'll be giving out recipes of the week,
yeah,
and some of those recipes will be taken from those vegan cookbooks, and in each time we do that, we'll put a link in the show notes to that cookbook so people can find it.
Yeah, so we really hope that you'll join us on this journey and kind of expand your horizons as we have done ours. And yeah, it's good for you, it's good for the environment, everyone's a winner. You know, we're not saying you can't ever eat meat or dairy or whatever, that's up to you if you want to do that. But if you can get more vegetables into your diet in the first place, that's got to be a really good starting point, especially if you start including pulses and, you know, meat substitutes, like we said, tofu, tempeh, jackfruit, all those kind of things, loads of seeds, nuts or fruit.
What we'll do is we can include some of those in the ingredient of the week as well, and kind of how we cook with each of those ingredients and turn them into something really good.
Definitely.
Perfect. So we're looking forward to you joining us on our journey. See you soon.
Bye.
Thank you for listening. And if you have enjoyed this podcast, please remember to rate, review and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts from. If you'd like to be featured on the show or to send us any comments, please email behealthy@govegan.online. See you soon.